Hey everybody, I'm Caleb. This is Delta Green Dead Channels, where we inject using CRISPR podcasts into your food supply. So as this audio narrative rewrites just very important sections of your DNA, let's introduce ourselves before we get started on what I'm calling Schemata Part 2. So in Discord order.
Hi, Baz. I'm playing as Carl Fitzpatrick.
Carl, what'd you do last time?
You
talked to the sheriff, right?
I neutralized an alien threat and pacified a dog and neutralized an octogenarian.
Yes, you totally did. No, she was in her late 50s. She had a bright... Yeah. She could have had a winter romance, so to speak. Yeah.
I neutralize a 50-year-old woman.
Next.
Hey, it's Raz Bain with the Real Bling Bill of Radio. I am playing Greg Costa, FBI agent, who is already way in over his head, and he doesn't even know it yet. It's happened so fast.
Fair enough. The next in the long line of FBI agents slain by Ross Payton.
I will not rest until...
until they're all gone.
Yeah.
Ross Payton kills the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Discord will love that. Hi, Prism. Anyway, who's next?
Yeah, this is Bill. Still Jeff Rosenberry, paramedic here, who was... statistically, one-third killed by that self-same dog.
Yeah, your hands are not in their best paramedicing shape, but... So you are... Let's just start the game.
Jefferson.
Yes?
That dog bit you?
I mean, why are you asking me that? It's not like I can remotely lie to you.
Yeah. And we're going to check that dog out and make sure it's clean. I need you to root around in what's left of it, okay?
All right,
Yeah, that couldn't possibly make it worse.
Yeah, the sheriff has sent deputies in. The new guy's out puking out front. Backyard is basically cinders. You guys are getting some medical care now. What are you telling the sheriff to tell everyone else has happened here?
Rabid raccoon. Dog was also rabid. Attacked the woman.
Yes. I will take the sheriff aside. That will be the cover story, as you can tell. There is a national security angle to this.
Oh my God, am I rabid?
We will check you out to ascertain. We can get you the best care. But as you can see, we will take care of you. All right, you'll be okay as long as you work with us. Okay.
Okay. So you treat it like a crime scene.
Mm-hmm.
The husband comes home from work. Everyone roll against helplessness.
Yeah, that's fine.
Nope.
Yeah, it's real bad. So that's going to be 1d4 divided by 2. So
1.
Yeah. I pass. How's that?
Just 0. So, all right. That's contained. You've got the footage now, because Sheriff Patterson definitely believes you.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you guys want to do?
Okay, we need to search the area from where the crash site was.
We need to do a thorough check on Patterson. he was literally ripped open by this thing.
Is he contaminated?
Yeah. Do we need to tie him up as a loose end?
Well, who would know how to do that?
Jefferson might.
Yeah, and Jefferson's also one of them.
Yep.
Jefferson.
So you gonna trust Jefferson or not?
Does Jefferson look clean?
I'm gonna roll alertness.
Okay.
I make it.
He looks like a guy who got bit by a dog.
Okay.
Does the dog look like it has any flaps coming out of it or any wild shit?
Oh no, the dog looks real dead. Yeah.
Okay, and the dog was
the dog we still have available for examination.
Yeah.
Okay, and Jefferson, you were only attacked by the dog, correct?
I was only attacked by the dog.
I feel like I can trust Jefferson.
Yeah.
I am worried about Patterson.
Well, now, okay, so Jefferson, look over Patterson. Look over the sheriff.
All right. First aid?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 50 under 60.
His face seems to be suffering from like a series of fangs. They almost look like snake fangs, but they didn't inject anything. They appear to have gone into the skin and been dragged down the face and the sort of lines, as you imagine whatever that towel thing out of the possum's mouth sort of constricted around his face. There's sort of sucker marks on his cheek. But everything's been disinfected as best as it can be, and it's bandaged. It doesn't look wrong under close examination.
What I wonder is, it's not like rapidly regenerating or anything, is it?
No.
Wasn't that one of the things that the thing was doing?
Yeah, you could roll biology. You could roll.
I most certainly could not.
Make an idea check.
I critical fail at biology.
Okay. Yeah. This shouldn't work. This is, yeah. He seems
so clearly
fine.
What we need to do here is a blood test a la the thing.
I mean, electrocute ourselves?
No, you can thing blood test yourself. Yeah. That's not hard to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Get blood from Patterson and move a hot needle towards the blood.
Doesn't do anything.
Or just look at his blood under a microscope and see if it resembles the blood of the chicken nugget shit you guys were fucking around with.
Yeah, yeah, you got a fucking microscope here?
We can take him back to your little broken into high school lab.
Yeah, you do not have a microscope here. It is, yeah, you could go back to the next town over to the lab.
We need to get the fuck out of here because the less we need to.
Yeah, you put a quarter in the door so you can get back in there. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, let's do that then.
People are going to start asking us questions about who we are, and we don't want to answer those, so we should go.
Yeah, fair point. Let's decamp for a goddamn microscope.
Come on, Patterson.
What? I kind of got to take care of this. She was...
They're fine. Your deputy said they can handle it. We talked to them.
All right, can I go to a hospital, or...
Yeah, that's where we're going.
Oh, okay. He goes with you. So you're going... The hospital you're taking to is a high school science lab.
Look, the school's called St. Mary's. It sounds like a hospital.
All right, yeah, you're back in the lab. He knows this isn't a hospital. What the fuck is going on?
You ever heard of a street doc?
We have to keep this under the radar, as little paperwork as possible.
I thought you were from the government.
We are.
We are.
But there's...
We are. Everyone else
we need to... There, we can't generate any paperwork on this. Have you ever heard of a black op?
Yeah, but what for? Who is this? Is it the Chinese? Is it ISIL? Is it?
Yes, it is both.
Chinese ISIS.
No, it is.
Is that the new Guns N' Roses album? Or
yes,
yeah.
At this point, we actually do not know for certain. We have, there are possible suspects.
Elon Musk, he's gone rogue.
You know, you guys are destroying my credibility here.
Patterson, it's the liberals.
It's George Soros. He's gotten into genetic engineering. He's turning the frogs gay.
Oh no. He's reality starting to reassert itself. Skitter Nugget might do the job.
Yeah, let's show him Skitter Nugget.
He shuts up. He doesn't know what's happening anymore. He's reeling again. So he'll sit quietly in a corner and do what you tell him to do while Skitter Nugget tinks against that glass.
Let's look at some blood.
Sit over here smoking a cigarette going, man, Patterson, I bet you're wishing you gave me that video.
Hey, can we not smoke inside the school, maybe?
Fuck you.
Oh, yeah, don't worry about it. Cool. The smoke alarms definitely don't work. Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, I smoke wherever the fuck I want after what we just went through.
I mean, fair cop as far as that's concerned. But
all right, yeah. What are you doing?
Microscope and some blood. Is that a thing I still need to roll for at this point?
No. Your recent samples are fine. Are you mixing stuff?
No, we're looking at Patterson.
Patterson's fine.
Is his blood fine?
His blood seems fine.
Okay.
Seems like normal human blood.
Don't have to kill Patterson yet.
It's the same
just,
thing for
just
you.
Just on Patterson. A lark. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to give myself a look.
Yeah.
Hey, Patterson. Congrats.
What?
We don't have to kill you. Get it?
For now.
He puts his hand on his gun. It's not a funny joke. He's a cop.
Yeah.
Like, it's just blind luck he didn't start blasting in the middle of the school. Yeah. Yeah. He's Red Grossman. Maybe don't tease him. He's a little on edge.
Oh, we're friends now, Patterson. You're part of the team.
Yeah, he's just eyes are twitching like, back and forth frantically.
You're like literally blood in, man. Speaking of which, do I look normal?
Yeah, your blood's fine. Looks like normal blood. Yeah.
So it seemed to be like when it was mixed, the dead material with the contaminated material, right?
Yeah, it seems to only affect dead tissue.
Okay.
Let's have a look back at that, actually. How did our little blood cell experiment, is it nice and dead?
Yeah, it hasn't changed. It appears there is a limit to the motive value of it. It appears that if the blood cells are just, they have the typical ambulatory power of a blood cell, which is none whatsoever. You're not sure about other tissue combining, though. That seems to be, from what you saw with the possum, more problematic at the macro level.
It's a hell of a turn of phrase.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so...
Is this not just game over? How do we ever know we've driven this to ground?
That sounds like a sand check. You can go ahead and... Yeah,
fuck you. Okay.
No, I didn't even say it. Like, man, I didn't.
Yeah, I fail that.
I have no realizations. I'm fine.
I fail that on the same level as well.
So. Yeah, it's cerebral, so it's 1d4 divided by 2, but it's still unnatural. Like,
job well done. We got it.
Okay. So we have to assume the reason it hasn't instantly spread everywhere and there's not, like, you know, thousands of reports like that. It does have some sort of weakness. Or it cannot simply... So we have to just try and neutralize it as quickly as possible to limit the source. We should check out the original man's house since it was in the same neighborhood.
No, it was not.
Oh, I thought
his car was nearby.
Oh, it wasn't where he was living.
No, his car was found nearby the road. The sheriff was going to investigate the crash site because some weird guy...
Mm-hmm.
was asking questions about that terrifying dash cam footage. He got a call of a rabid animal and reported it, and then half his face got ate off by a possum. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we need to go back to the crash site and search it. Tell the sheriff just to go back and to cover. We will contact you if we need additional help, but under no circumstances do you reveal any information to anyone other than us or Mills, if you need to. And he is, this is a existential threat to our country, and a panic would cause even more damage. You understand, right? So, we'll be in touch.
See, the face-eating nightmare hates us because we have freedom.
Yeah, you can go to a hospital now to get treated if you want to, but Jefferson here has patched you up, so you should be all right.
Okay.
Okay.
He heads out. What do you guys want to do?
Let's go to the woods. Let's go to the site.
All right. What do you talk about driving there? Yeah. It's been a lot of back and forth.
I'm looking at maps. Jefferson can drive. I'm looking at maps and just trying to figure out if there's any buildings or places like this. My guess, my theory is that someone made this happen. A person did this, and we have to figure out who.
What, is he some mad scientist out in the woods? Is that what we're going to do?
Yes. Maybe this is a dump site, in which case there would be a vehicle to dump it. Or perhaps it's a cult. What? You know, messing with biological weapons.
Quick question. Out of character, where are we going? We're going to a site?
You're going to where they found the abandoned SUV of the guy with the dash cam.
Yeah, where he got hit by the deer.
This wasn't just on the road, right?
The SUV was found on the road, but the house was down the road from where the SUV was found. So the possum and the SUV are at the same location.
I know the trail is very old at this point, but, I mean, maybe there is something obvious that we can track. Okay. And if not, we can then go, since we now have sort of a vector, like a sort of direction.
Okay, when you say site, you mean the site of the crash, not
site of the crash. Sorry. Yeah,
I was assuming that I had missed some bit of information.
No, you're on board. There's just been a car crash and a scary possum. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Look, but, I mean,
yeah,
I feel like
I should call this game Scary Possum.
Scary Possum Operation. Sure, Scary Possum.
I'm sure Shane would have appreciated that. Mm-hmm. For maintaining the tone of Delta Green. Mm-hmm. You guys are... You're looking at a map, you say?
Yeah, I'm looking at a map while someone else is driving, obviously.
Alright, so the point on the road, it's on Blood Alley, which is not as scary as it means. It's old 21. Mm-hmm. But from the east side of the road is where the car was found. In the mm-hmm. eastbound lane, the house where you found the scary possum is mm-hmm. on the other side of that road and about 200 yards down from where the car was abandoned. So
okay.
It is on the western approach. Yeah.
Okay. So are there any in the vicinity of this area? Are there any obvious candidates for, something really weird could have come out of there, you know, like in Superfund sites, abandoned biological labs, shit like that, you know what I mean?
When you get to the site, you might be able to tell if you can track it. There is a very limited number of actual structures in this area. There is a photography studio run out of somebody's house.
Mm-hmm.
There is a large animal veterinary practice of a Dr. Bellamy. And there are three additional houses in the neighborhood where the scary possum was found.
Three additional. Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, let's just. Okay. So there's no obvious candidates.
If you could get an idea what direction, whatever the fuck this is coming from.
Yeah.
You could isolate what the very few limited structures that might need to be protected from it. But you don't know where it's coming from or where it's going.
Yeah, we only have the sort of the barest inclination.
Yeah, you have 2 points on a map. If you had a third, you could make a prediction, but
yeah,
you don't know what direction it's going. Yeah.
Yep. Okay, well, let's get to the site and see what we can find.
All right, you're on the side of a road. People occasionally drive by. It's getting dark, but you have flashlights and stuff. You guys can roll alertness.
3.
12 will make.
Well, I'm looking at maps, I guess. I don't...
Much succeeded.
Yeah, so 2 successes, I guess.
Yeah, so no one expected foul play when they found this car. They saw the deer strike. They thought that explained the blood. They saw nobody here, so they just assumed the guy got away because he was drunk or something. Mm-hmm. But there is a very clear path on the western side of the road crashing through the trees. Even 3 days later, you can see the broken twigs and sign. And there's even a hoof print.
Grab him a shotgun.
Yep. We're going hunting. We're following it.
All right. Who's in the lead?
I'll lead.
Okay.
Make a survival roll to kind of stay on the track, see if there's anything out of the ordinary.
Yeah, roll for it.
I succeed.
In the undergrowth, you find the body of James, the man who's gone missing, or what's left of him. He is bloated and covered in flies and torn to fucking pieces.
Yeah.
All right, I'll just go and make that sand check.
Yeah, if you're not adapted to violence, yeah.
Nope, I am not. Although, that may be happening pretty soon. What is, how much do I lose?
It is going to be one.
Okay.
It's a corpse. Like, you're, as an FBI agent, you're at least kind of used to that.
Yeah. Huh. Did we take the acid from the school? I would. Could I just say I took the acid for? Well,
you still got your flamethrower.
Yeah, I guess we're gonna have to burn this body. Get rid of it.
Yeah, it appears to be dead. It's not moving or anything.
Yeah. So it doesn't regenerate. It doesn't create new things. Maybe it only creates it from things from its original body, like that flap. Or whatever it was carved off from the original body.
Yeah, you don't know. The trail continues, though, past the kill zone.
Okay.
It also doesn't appear to have been eaten in any way that you can tell from an animal.
What time of year is this?
It is spring.
Okay, so yeah, animals would be...
Early spring, yeah.
And it's been there for, what, 4 days now?
Yes.
So they would have normally...
Oh, yeah, there are other animals eating it, yeah. But
so whatever got him just brutalized him. It didn't actually have any...
Well, and then scavengers didn't touch it.
No, scavengers touched it, yeah.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, there's worms and flies and maggots and stuff.
Never mind.
Yeah, I just... Whatever did this to him just didn't care to eat
it. It ripped off pieces of him, and you can't find all of them, but it doesn't appear to have eaten like an animal would have. It didn't open up the intestines and make a bowl. Like, yeah.
Okay.
Pieces are gone?
The leg. The left leg is missing.
Okay. It could be worse.
Yeah.
Jefferson's given up.
Yeah. Well.
Okay. Well, let's leave it here for now. We'll have to clean it up later. The priority is finding the vector. Well, yeah. Maybe this body won't be discovered for weeks or months if we miss it, if we don't have time to get it later. But we need to keep focused on the search. So on we go.
All right, one more alertness test.
Alert as fuck.
God damn, I am not. All three of us?
Oh, I passed.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Well, you hold up the fist, cool style.
Yeah.
Because you hear it before you walk up onto it. So you can pace forward. So you see something that used to be a deer caught in a barbed wire fence near the top of a hill. Sort of thrashing around and dragging the fence around with it. Sort of tethered with it. Everyone make a sand check.
Uh-huh.
But it's certainly less extreme.
Oh, I make that.
You know what you're expecting.
Crit fail.
Or you could crit fail it. That would also be good.
Light it up.
Wow, I get a 2. Look at me.
So it's going to be 1 if you succeed, or a 4 if you crit fail, or a 1d4 if you just regular fail.
Oh, just flat 4?
Well, you critted, so yeah.
I'm a little sanity here, y'all.
Is that going to take you over?
I mean, I'm at 40 out of 55, and we've only been at this for, what, a day?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a breaking point.
Yeah, I'm not in a great shape at the moment.
All right, so you see a deer. Its legs are too long. It appears to be parts of its bones are wood. It's got vines off of it. It looks like some, like the fucking Earl King or something, because it's half plant, half animal. You see the main thing you notice is the thrashing of the shoelaces of the untied Skecher of James's leg, which sort of thrashes around like an appendage out of the mouth of this, the skull mouth of this, eyeless deer thing. Just sort of, in a, barbed wire, trap.
Oh. Well,
I start marching forward with my shotgun to kill that.
All right. Roll for it.
Nice.
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 And it's a success.
69.
All right. Roll the damage.
What's a point blank with a slug? My book on hand.
I'll call it 2d10.
7.
It's still up.
Yeah, I'm not stopping. I'm unloading.
Oh, yeah, it's coming for you. It knows you're there now. Yeah. So it is at the end of a tether of barbed wire tangled around itself, but it doesn't particularly seem to care that it hurts. It just wants to get at you. So it goes thrashing against the barbed wire around the fence. Yeah.
My initiative's my dexterity is 13.
Okay, it's gonna try and attack with its antler hoof horn.
I'm gonna start shooting at it as well.
Okay. I will attempt to dodge that. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
it does.
You're gonna roll the dodge there.
Oh no!
Did you make it?
No, I did not.
Let me look. Oh god, I can roll the crit failure on my attack.
All right, I'll roll damage as it's going to spear old Baz.
Nah, he's fine.
Fuck it. I'm just going to put 9mm rounds.
Yeah, two. As you get gashed by something as it's thrashing around. Of course, it's just made of barbed wire and teeth and hooves. Huh? So, how you doing there?
Me? I'm great.
No, I didn't know if Jefferson succeeded or not.
I did not.
Yep. All right, you're blasting away. It's really close now, so anybody's going to be at plus 20.
Yeah. What did Ross's crit fail result in? I'm like in hand to hand with the damn thing.
He now has a lovely paperweight that is jammed. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. My next action, I'll drop my gun and pull up my sidearm.
Yeah.
And fire.
So new initiative order. You're up, crazy man.
Shotgun.
Yeah, you're plus 20 because it's...
Oh, I hit.
Yeah, it's not dodging. It does not care about dodging. Yeah.
7. Same roll as last time.
Mm-hmm. It's still up and it should not be. But it is going to take a negative on its roll because it is now been shot with a 12-gauge slug twice and is covered in barbed wire, so that's not helpful. So it's at a minus 20. It's definitely not going to hit as it sort of lamely thrashes around. This is not one shot, one kill, though.
Hit it with the fucking flamethrower!
Well, all right, I guess I have the flamethrower. So instead of the sidearm, I'll take out the flamethrower.
And... Yeah, the guns aren't
working. Let you use a firearm skill for a flamethrower, I guess. I don't know what the role for that would be.
Well, that's a regular failure.
No!
Yeah, it just kind of smells like barbecue. What are you doing, Jefferson?
Fucking wildfiring.
Yeah, you're plus 20. So.
Gonna shoot me. Boop, I know boop, he is.
Boop, boop, boop. He's rolling them dice.
My god.
Yeah, that makes.
Yeah, 1d10.
4.
Yeah, it moves down slower, but it's still. And just thrashing around. You see it's picking up grass and dirt and leaves and shit again. Mm-hmm. You. Yeah. So at this point, it's so injured, you can just stand around it and unload your guns into it if you would like.
Would like.
All right. Describe it. Yeah.
There was a firefight.
Yeah, I imagine it looks similar to like sticking a like a Black Cat or an M80 like firework into a bowl of red Jello, and just chunks of red everywhere flying left and right.
Boo, 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 boo. Yeah, you basically turn it into, you know, chunky salsa. It's not getting together fast, but when you turn away, the stuff you looked at, it's not the same place where you left it.
Burn it off. Yeah, we're burning it.
Fucking burn down the countryside if you have to. I don't give a fuck.
All right, roll alertness.
Yeah, this is definitely... Pass. I finally make that. Jesus.
Yeah. You see lights up in the distance at the top of this hill? From what you can figure, you're on the property of that large animal veterinary hospital.
So it's heading... All right, so we have to check with him. And
yeah, I rack around. I'll go check with him.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah, he's marching that way. Bye.
Yeah, there's just a fire on the property, yeah.
I'm going to, I would bring the fire extinguisher as well in my backpack to, you know, make sure it doesn't spread after we contain it, after we purge it.
That's a cost of problem. Fitzpatrick doesn't give a shit.
I know. I'm doing that. I'm telling you what my character is doing. Jefferson, I don't know what you want to do.
Following you.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Someone good at talking.
So you're all going up to the property?
After I make sure the thing is 100% dead.
Oh, yeah, you burn the shit out of it, yeah.
And then
are running out of fuel.
Yeah.
Okay. It is very wet, yeah.
Okay, so now that after I'm convinced that it's dead and not coming back, then I will catch up with them. But they can go on ahead without me.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you're up at the property. You see a gravel road leading from the same highway. You see a sign, Dr. Bellamy, Veterinary Services. You see a ranch-style home on the property. And then you also see on the other side of a very large gravel area where there's parking, sort of a perfunctory veterinary office with like a garage door on it, so it appears to be for like letting in larger animals. Very practical workspace for a large animal vet on the other side. Yeah, so basically two buildings across a gravel parking lot. The house has its lights on and the veterinary office has its lights on.
Well, it's night, so he's probably at the house.
Yep, go knock on the door.
A ring light comes on.
This, Dr. Bellamy?
Hello?
Hey. How are you? This is, what are we? This is Agent Fitzpatrick with the FBI. I need to speak with, you.
My dad told me not to answer the door when he's not here.
Where is your father?
He's over at the office.
Is the office on this property?
Yeah, it's the next door building. He had a call.
All right, well, I'm with law enforcement. Does it sound like a kid?
Yeah, it sounds like a teen. You hear music in the background.
All right, well, I'm with law enforcement, so you have nothing to worry about.
So you hear a voice behind you. Can I help you, sir?
May I ask who I'm speaking with?
You see a doctor behind you, like, well,
oh, he's behind me.
You assume the Dr. Bellamy, he's at the office behind you on the other side of the gravel parking lot. Hello? Can I help you?
Speaking to me in person or through the ring?
No, he's just yelling at you from across the parking lot.
Oh.
Since you're at the front door, yeah.
Mr. Bellamy, I'm Agent Sanders with the FBI.
Is that the gunfire on the property? Should I get Megan? Like, do we need to evacuate, or?
Who?
My daughter.
Megan?
I heard gunshots, yeah.
Yes, it'd be best if you got your daughter. We'll gather up at a. Do you have a secure location where we can meet in the house and talk?
It would be more secure in my office. Can I get my daughter and we'll meet you there?
Yeah, please do.
Okay. I will be armed, but I am a Marine, so I have training.
Oh, well, this is America, sir. You have that right.
All right, so he runs up and he gets in the house and he closes the door. And after a few minutes, a teen girl on her phone comes out and she's looking down on it and ignoring you. And he has an AR-15. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good gun you got there.
thank you. What your name was Fitzpatrick again?
Sure.
Yeah. What agent did you say we were from?
FBI.
Roll for that.
Bet your ass I'm part of the FBI. Roll one.
Where is the rest of your team?
They are moving in.
I'm
from,
right here.
He's right there.
Yeah, you can come into my office. Sorry. I only got up because I heard the gunfire. Is everything okay? Does anyone need medical assistance? You look hurt.
Costa, do you know how to talk to people?
Jefferson does.
Yeah.
Have I caught up with him yet?
Yeah, you're there.
Okay.
He opens up a garage door. It's a big, clean, veterinary suite. Yeah.
Sir, there's have you had any reports of unusually aggressive animals in the area?
Who are you again?
This is Agent Costa. He's with us.
Yeah. We are with the, I'm human. This guy, like, did that alarm him when I brought up aggressive animals, basically? 7, I make the shit out of that.
You wouldn't say alarm.
Like, he was expecting that?
He noted it. And, he made some calculations. But you wouldn't say he was surprised.
Okay.
I'm looking around his office. Anything that might connect him to what we're dealing with?
Not right now. It looks like a veterinary office. Megan, do you want to go to my office and you can play on the computer or something? And she's like whining about it. Like, Megan, we need to talk. And she's like, oh, okay. So she leaves, and you're alone with him. So he has the AR-15 slinged, and he's like, so the time has come, yes?
Excuse me?
You're from Defensi Applied Force?
Bureaucracy, do I know that? No, I do not.
Bureaucracy, do I know that?
Try it.
I do know that.
Defensi has been renamed like 50 times since then, but you vaguely remember it being the name of a private military contractor early in the Iraq War. You know, one of the many scandals, you know, now it's called Zinedine X Solutions or, you know, something equally inscrutable. Yeah, they might make apps, they might shoot people for money, you're never quite sure, yeah. Yeah. Well, that would be Pete Buttigieg, but yeah. It's not McKenzie and Sons. but yeah, he's. I thought I would have more time, but I understand. Please leave my daughter out of it.
Of course, but we have some. Holes in our understanding. You understand, we're just the guys in the field. We get the orders to go and deal with a problem.
You want to roll persuade?
Yeah. Nope. For the 95, I do not persuade.
Oh, you're not from Defensi. Are you investigating them? Are you aware of their operations during Phantom Fury?
Well, we've been briefed, but I'm led to believe that you have greater understanding you could share with us.
I assume you have some sort of mandate to keep this confidential?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So sure. I got a 2 on persuade for that if I needed it.
No, I understand. Please don't harm my daughter.
Are you in danger, sir?
No, I am not. I'm afraid you might be.
Sure.
I can show you what I've been working on.
Please do.
In for a penny.
Are you sure you're okay? Do you need medical assistance? You look quite hurt.
Quite all right.
Oh, okay. All right. Megan, could you make us some coffee? Going down in the basement. So he opens up a cellar door and walks down into a basement.
Beautiful.
By the way, I've unjammed my rifle, just for the record.
Is his back turned to us?
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you can't see him anymore. He went to the basement.
Oh, okay. Well, if I look down the stairwell, can I see him?
No, he's
I'm following him.
Yeah, it appears to recede.
I'm following him. Is there a light switch on? Is it dark down there?
There's a light on now.
Okay. I follow. Ready for anything.
Likewise.
You see a refrigerator. You could roll biology.
Neat.
If you have it.
I'm staying up here. I'm not going down there.
You don't recognize a lot of this shit.
Cool.
Like, a lot of it is... Yeah, you have no idea what that thing is. You don't know what that does. You're pretty sure you saw one of those at college, but you never learned how to use one. Like, yeah. There's some expensive equipment down here. As you get down there, you see a refrigerator that has been moved to the side. And there is a door behind it. And the door is also open. Yeah.
Okay. I follow in, expecting trouble.
Roll Sam.
Yep.
I fail it. Regular fail.
I also regular fail.
That'll be a 1d4.
Okay.
Ouch.
Where's my breaking point? Oh, I reached... no, I'm 1 point away from a breaking point.
Congratulations.
You see in sort of a table cruciformed... a man strapped to it, but his legs have been separated at the knee, and sort of removed outward, but not completely. There's some sort of vessel or sinew pumping fluids into them, even though there's about a foot of space between where they have been just lopped off from the thigh. The arms are similarly removed. The man's stomach and torso, The abdominal cavity appears to be this sort of writhing hand. Like, part of it are tentacles, but you also see fingernails and fingers in there sort of bursting forth from his intestines where they should be. The top half of his skull is gone. It's got no eyes, and it's wearing like a sex ball gag. And it's sort of thrashing around where it's strapped to the table, yeah.
For my elucidation, what other kind of ball gags are there?
You're not sure why it's wearing a ball gag, because there's nothing about the state of this body that makes you believe that the person that wanted it to shut up wouldn't just cut its tongue out. But, yeah, it's just sort of thrashing around. You hear a low-level... chink and jangle of chains and rubber bands.
Is he there? Do we see him? As well?
Yeah, he's showing it to you.
Okay.
It's my art.
No, he's not being that way. He's like, yeah, this is what I work on. Can you tell me what's happening out there that brought you to me? Have you found the records? Or
it got loose is what happened.
Well, that's nonsense. I'm not an amateur. I contained all my fluids.
No. What do you think we just shot out on your property? It looked like a deer, but not.
Can I show you something?
Uh-huh.
Can I show you something?
Yes. Slow, steady movements. No sudden movements, all right?
Yeah, he goes to a freezer,
Mm-hmm.
He goes fishing around in it. He takes out a hoof. Do you know what this is?
It looks like a hoof.
Yeah, it's from a horse. It's got, you see the exterior, serious neglect of the shoes has caused hoof rot. I use this for training.
Mm-hmm.
The tissue is dead, correct?
Yeah.
Observe. So he goes to the left hand, and you just see him get 10 snips and slice the thing's thumb off. It feels pain. Like, it just starts thrashing around. You hear muffles from the gag. And then he puts gloves on and he sort of presses the horse hoof against the thumb, and leaves it there. And then, the thrashing continues. And then very suddenly you start hearing, as the hoof starts, moving around as if it is the thumb of the man, and it is now part of it.
Yeah, that's kind of like the thing we just killed on your fence out there.
Yes, but I would never allow this to contaminate the local area.
It did. It hit a car and killed a man. And then a part of it was found by the local police.
Look, I understand your remit, and the people who might have sent you, I don't think they have the most noble of intentions. But okay. I assure you, look, and he opens up a locker. And you see this big vat of contaminated water in a plastic vat. There are pumps built from this specially controlled room that lead directly into that biomedical waste container. I have never allowed any form of water or contaminated material to leave this facility since I constructed it around Javon.
Around who now?
Javon. Patrice.
Okay.
Expand on that if you would.
He is my former squad mate. From Fallujah.
And he was the Subject Zero.
Oh, no, we all were.
I see.
So you have no knowledge of Viblobetamine?
No, we were sent to find out what hit the car. There was a...
Someone hit a car?
The deer hit a car and ripped the man out of it. It was bigger than a moose.
The deer was contaminated with Viblobetamine?
Yeah, I'd say
so. Presumably.
That's impossible. They must be doing experimentation again.
Well, it's right outside your property line. Yeah.
God, this is exciting, though. Do you have a sample?
Actually.
We do. We have a... Yep.
Yeah. Do we need to return to the high school for that, or can we have an audible?
No, we kept it with us at all times. We're not leaving that fucking thing in a high school. Like, Jesus.
Has the daughter returned back with the coffee?
Oh, no, she knows she's not allowed down here.
I'm not down there.
Oh, you're not down there? Yeah, she just leaves it out on the tray and goes back inside. Do you want to take the coffee down to him?
I don't think you should.
Is she there with us?
No. She's up there with you. She's in his, like, vet office playing, like, crazy cupcakes on her phone or something. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I think we need to get as much information as that guy so we give him the sample.
Can I see it?
Yeah, we'll get it from the car. Jefferson here was... I'll get it from the car. Jefferson will stay here with you. And I'll be back. It's not that far. So I will go run out to the car, get it, and come back.
I'll go with you to the car and talk to you for a second.
Okay. We're not killing him, at least not yet. He is indicated there is a possibility of a second sight.
Okay, you know that both of them have to die, right?
No, I don't, because we don't know what's happened yet. They could be the only ones who could stop this from spreading further. If he's the only one with specialized knowledge of this contamination. If he can come up with a cure, a poison that can kill it to keep it from spreading across the entire fucking planet, then we need to keep him alive. Otherwise, it could take us... We may not have enough time to reverse engineer all of his knowledge.
Uh-huh.
What was your name? sir? I take it you have medical training?
Yeah. Rosenberry.
What is your field in?
I mean...
You don't happen to have any epigenetic training, do you? I've been trying to study myself, but it was not my field of expertise when I went to school.
Just say field trauma.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, that's what I'm telling him is like, I'm really more field-based, more of a paramedic. I know my way around some biology, but that's about it.
Do you want to make a biology roll?
Of course I want to make a biology roll.
Okay.
How else do I get to make sanity checks? Crit success. Shit.
Ooh. Now you get to make the sanity check.
That passes.
All right, you only lose one.
All right.
Listen to me, Jefferson. You seem to be an educated man. I have every part of the schemata. I am aware of how viblobetamine operates in its dormant state as a form of gut flora. I have seen it revivify dead flesh after ingestion. What I was never privy to during our initial experimentation was the phase one of the trial, how it was ingested. That is where the schemata is off. If we could fix this, then we'll have it, Jefferson. We're so close.
I mean, I'm going to lean in on it just to try to understand the crazy a little bit more so we understand how to take it apart.
Jefferson, I was experimented on in 2003 in Fallujah by a company called DaVinci Applied Arts. We were required, as a result of our service, to take this drug. It was a experimental drug by the Marine Corps meant to eliminate dysentery. We were part of Phantom Fury. I was tasked to go with my fire team, Lima Squad, to flank a mosque, and I was meant to provide paramedic services for any prisoners they took so they might be later be interrogated. We struck an IED. My three squad mates were killed. It was just Javon and I. We had to fight our way towards the mosque was shooting down at us. But the primary problem was that we had cover. It's just that my squad mates came back. Do you understand?
Yeah, I think I track with you.
We were there to exfil with prisoners before white phosphorus was dropped. I headed danger close through the fire zone, and that's what made us here. But things were dormant until Javon was hunting on my property in 2014 and tripped while going over a fence, having an accidental discharge into his stomach. We were far from the area. I had been very experienced in trauma. I had gone to medical school since then. There was no way I was getting back within an hour. He was going to die gut shot. So I made the hard choice for my friend. But as you see, those of us who have ingested viblobetamine don't seem to have that choice. And he points towards the thrashing man and the basement.
So he can't die, but he can't die.
It appears that viblobetamine is some sort of gestalt creature. I'm not sure of the man. He didn't give a name when he came to work with us. He was recently of a government organization in 2003, and he became an independent contractor at a DaVinci Applied Services. We tried it under governmental remit, but then we never heard of it again. And I thought I'd gone mad, but it's the only variable that fits for all of us. I think it has something to do with an ingestion. The core seems to come from the gut flora. We had to take it as a pill. It appears to coat the guts in what appears to be a mimetic material. Just miming whatever gut flora it's currently on. And the mimicry is almost perfect. Upon death of cells, though, viblobetamine appears to reactivate, and its ability to mimic other cells, like stem cells, becomes the ability to revivify and mimic basically anything it touches. As you'll notice from Javon's fingers, he was holding his guts when I shot him in the head. At that point, it began to metabolize his hands. So you see the gut wound where his hands have sort of fused with it into a clawing thing. Yeah. He can scream and he has some intelligence. I tried cutting out the tongue, but that made it worse. That's why we gag him.
And these past 7 years, what have you been doing with him?
The only responsible thing a man of science can do. I've been experimenting. We have to know. Jefferson, you understand, right?
Oh, I yes.
We can be what all doctors seek to be. We can defeat death.
Yeah.
I had no idea where this sample has come from. I must study it. Viblobetamine could exist naturally in nature. We could find the source of it.
I understand. Yeah.
You can't be small-minded about this, Jefferson. You're a man of science. Yeah.
I absolutely see the potential here. I will need to discuss it with the rest of my team and try to bring them around to this perspective.
Okay. Do you mean that?
No.
Anyway, yeah, you guys get the car and you're back. They're still in the basement. Megan's waiting out front when you pull up. Is it safe for me to go back to the house? The internet fucking sucks out here.
Oh, not yet, Megan. We're just, we want to make sure that, you know, we have you undercover, you know, because something's scary going on out there. So just.
Dad, can I go back inside? He looks at you, Jefferson. Is it safe for my daughter to go back inside?
Well, it's awfully hard to know because either of all the places in the world, some of this got, you know, they are experimenting again and they decided to do it right here, or with all possible respect, you haven't been as careful as you needed to be. Do you think it's safe for her?
Go into the office, honey. I know I'm just a country veterinarian, but I am not an idiot.
What? I'm not sure what you're saying there.
I have discovered something that might possibly defeat death. Do you think I did not take precautions?
How old is your daughter anyway?
Look.
I don't know how you that's said relevant, Jefferson.
Yeah, careful with that line of questioning.
Yeah. Look.
Just curiosity, really.
We're off on the wrong foot. You said there was another potential experimentation site that this deer could not have come from you. Here's the sample. Can you verify that if it came from your source or not?
Oh my god, a new specimen. I haven't had one in years. Yes, thank you.
No, well, tell, is this contamination from your lab or did this come from somewhere else?
Oh, it's certainly not from my lab, but it is certainly viblobetamine.
How can you tell without looking at it, without examining it for sure? Like,
you will have to give me the sample.
Here, here's the sample.
I have a question I want to ask the teenage daughter.
Yeah, she's upstairs. Yeah, he told her to go back in the office. Yeah, he is furiously, spinning up, various centrifuges, turning on expensive-ass looking microscopes, pulling drugs from refrigerators and freezers. He is excited, yeah.
Couple questions. What was the name of the guy we found dead in the field?
James, last his name. I don't remember what I said. Yeah.
We have an age on that guy?
Yeah, he was 33.
33. I'm going to ask the daughter. So, you dating anyone? You know, any boys around here?
She looks at you and rolls her eyes.
Maybe like someone named James.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think she's telling the truth.
Yeah, she's creeped out. She's a 15-year-old girl and you're a 50-year-old man talking about who she's dating. Yeah, that's the perfect response.
I'm just curious that maybe there was, because I don't know why that guy was all the way out in this area.
She has no idea who, she apparently has no idea who that is.
People drive on roads.
Yeah.
Oh shit, but I'm just trying to find a lead here.
I don't think it's the teenager. I think it's just coincidence.
Okay, well.
I just want to find out if the sample, like, I'm just watching Bellamy like a hawk while he analyzes our chicken nugget.
Roll alertness.
Yep, make that.
He is thrilled. This is very good news for him.
Okay, so in your expert opinion, this does not come from your source.
Oh, I don't know. Let's see. Can you get that door for me?
No. Why?
We'll have to do another test.
Human, is he setting me up for like turning my back or something?
Roll for it.
Yeah, 34. I make it.
He is beyond guile currently. He is too excited.
Okay.
He has placed the sample into some sort of fume hood with gloves.
Okay.
And sealed it.
I will get the door then. I assume Jefferson's with me.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you see, he puts it in there. He puts it in these thick Teflon gloves. This looks like a serious containment unit. Mm-hmm. In the gloves, he shatters the glass once it's inside the fume hood. And you instantly see the thing start skittering around. And then there's sort of a claw game as he tries to grab it. It can't quite pierce the gloves, but it's trying. He takes a scalpel. He cuts one of its pink legs off, mm-hmm. Seals it in a petri dish, and then places it in a sort of airlock to the side and jams that through. And then he comes around, regloves, picks it up, and starts carefully heading through the door.
All right, following him, watching him.
With your alertness check, he appears to have actually quite exceptional laboratory procedures.
Okay.
He is very careful about keeping things clean. Okay. You also notice that there is a large animal crematorium down there. So if he's getting rid of Biohazard Comperial, he's doing it the same way you've been doing it. Yeah.
Yeah, we could use that for the... I'm making a mental note that we could use that for our human corpse up there.
And potential ones down there.
Yeah.
Yep. But
it'd be an awful shame. I mean, those things are really well secured, but anything can have a runaway.
I mean, obviously we're not discussing this in front of him, but like Costa is thinking we actually have to keep him alive. If there is another source, we need to shut that down before we deal with him, because we'll need him as an asset to find out the source of this, whatever it's called, Pavlovetamine or whatever.
So he's looking at it. He's thinking very carefully as he looks at the thing that he calls Javon. He's like, yeah, brain tissue would be best. We can try the genetic memory. Yes. Okay. Could one of you get hit the straps around his gag? I need to graft the tissue.
Jefferson? You have medical training.
Be so kind as to explain at one higher level what you're planning to do?
Oh, well, I've already done it. See, he points down to the skull cavity of the thing. You see the little pink tendril now writhing out of what is apparently living brain tissue. Just sort of writhing around and freaking out up there. And it's scored, half-destroyed brain. Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, I suppose I do. What's one more sand check? So, yeah, I get the straps around the gag.
All right, everyone, take that sand check. Yeah.
I'm not down there.
Oh, you can hear it.
Yeah, that's a fail.
Megan hears it, too.
That's a fail.
Oh, that's a crit fail.
How do you crit fail every fucking time?
I know, but it's Megan's in a bad place for a spec ops guy to crit fail sand check.
Yeah, take three. Roll 1d3 if you fail it.
Oh yeah,
never really addressed the breaking point that I definitely took earlier either.
Let's see here,
that's after shit happens.
So I reach your breaking point. So I'm just gonna freeze, I guess.
Yeah, so he didn't really warn you. The reason he doesn't cut the tongue and the vocal cords out is because they keep growing back stronger.
Yeah.
It's sort of a chorus of wailing. Just kill me, kill me! Just endless head crab screaming from this thing. And you see Bellamy, he's just unperturbed by it. He's just filling vials. Now, Jefferson, normally you would not want to give this much phenytoal, but it's only through this amount of dose I can get anything out of him. The neural framework seems to be heightened. Yeah. So he's just injecting a lethal amount of morphine all over his body. Like, yeah, you're just seeing weight go down this thing's veins as it shrieks. And he's like separately putting doses all over it. Yeah.
I'm going out okay. to the car.
Yeah.
Megan's like, what is that?
Hey, just I'm gonna close the door of this office. You stay in here, okay?
Dad, are you okay?
Yeah. I'm about to go investigate. I'm gonna go check, okay?
Just from the basement, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to the car.
Okay.
Great. I'm grabbing a grenade out of my duffel bag. I grab two grenades.
All right, roll alertness.
Who?
Definitely Baz.
Success.
You hear a grunting behind you?
A grunting.
Yeah.
Shotgun. I wheel around with my shotgun and have the light on it turned on.
San. Just more unnatural.
Can't wait to fail this. Fuck me. 91.
So it is going to be 1d3 as you see what appears to be a feral hog in its mouth has a bit of human face that appears to have grafted onto its lower chin. And it's got sort of a, like a cataract eye underneath its chin that it's sort of twitching wildly at you. Whereas the hog's eyes don't appear to be focusing on anything anymore. And it is rutting its hooves in the ground.
I shoot it in the head.
Oh, we'll get to that. Meanwhile, back in the basement, what are you guys doing?
Well, I'm frozen. I mean, let me know when I'm done being...
Yeah, it takes a while to actually... Jefferson, can you... In the femoral? Or what's left of it? Please?
Yeah, I suppose I can.
He starts handing you just insane doses of morphine. Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah, it starts slowing down. He's like, Javon, soldier, you gotta listen to me. He's yelling at him. He's trying to talk to him. You hear him whispering in his ear. And then you hear gunshots outside. So what are you doing, Baz? Roll for it.
I succeed.
Okay. You are faster than a pig. So roll damage.
Wait, so this is as Baz is going back to the car, right?
Yeah, Baz is upstairs.
Wait, this is happening in the office?
No, this is happening outside the office.
Yeah,
where
yeah,
went
okay,
after the
okay.
car, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's
so, 17 damage.
You drop it for now.
Oh, I'm running back inside.
Yeah, you guys heard gunshots out there. Megan right. runs out. Dad!
Megan, get back in the fucking building. Get back in the fucking office right now.
You hear Bellamy from the basement. Not now, honey! She's heading towards the basement, yeah. Are you menacing her with a shotgun to get back in the office? Yeah.
Actually, fuck that. I'm kicking her down the stairs.
What?
All right, teenage girl comes rolling down the steps. Oh my god.
Yeah, I come down, close the door behind me, start heading in. Take a quick survey of the room.
You're in where he apparently keeps all the veterinary drugs and a lab, but there is a secret door behind the refrigerator that is open. And Megan is now staring at just an utter fucking nightmare. Like,
yeah. Mr. Bellamy? Oh,
not God. Now! Javon, I need you to talk to us. What is this?
So do I see what's down here? Because I haven't seen shit down here yet. Do I take another sand check?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
No.
I just had a horrible thought.
Yeah,
he said Giovanni retained his intelligence or some of it. What if he is somehow able to control this biomass and able to get through the biohazard protocols to make creatures to come here to liberate him / kill him? That's why they're coming here.
Yeah. How much sand did I lose?
What'd you roll? You lose 1d4.
Yeah, I shoot Dr. Bellamy.
While he's talking?
Yes. Okay. I succeed.
All right, he didn't make his check to scheme on you. He was too interested in his works or roll damage.
This is pretty close distance shot.
No, you're in the other room, but I mean, you're at regular.
Six damage.
Yeah, roll 2d10.
Oh, it's 2d10.
Yeah, well, you were using the shotgun, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Six damage.
Yeah, he goes flying back. What the? Yeah. Javon is now whisper talking in some language. You could roll idea.
I just say, kill that thing.
I have an idea.
I don't think we can.
Start fucking shooting.
I have an idea.
Okay, well, this is just combat now.
Yeah, okay.
So we're just going off by dex.
Just fucking what? Kill him.
My dex.
So okay. His dex is 14. Does anybody have higher than 14?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm
so
a 14 as well.
What are you doing, Jefferson? He knows what he's doing. Yeah.
I think the doctor is more dangerous than the thing. So I'm going to try to polish off Bellamy with a 9mm.
All right, well, if you succeed, you'll do better than him because he had the minimum possible success. Yeah.
Will you succeed?
Are we close enough range for...
Yeah, you're in the same room with him, so that would be okay. Close range, yeah. You're in the surgical suite.
That's a nope.
All right, he runs to a door on the other side of the room, also hidden, and bashes through it and closes it behind him. As gunfire goes pinging after him, that was so that's 13.
I'm 12.
12? Yeah, what
I'm
are you doing?
I'm 13, actually.
Okay, 13, yeah.
I train the shotgun on his daughter. I'm like, Bellamy, don't make me do this.
Roll sand again, because this is different than unnatural. This is holding a shotgun to it.
I fail that. Yeah.
I rolled a 35.
Are we the baddies?
And I also failed.
Yeah, that's 1d4. She's just a terrified young girl. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Not 1d14, Bess.
Bobby.
You didn't see as above.
Yeah, there we go. We're good. One.
Okay, yeah, she's held hostage. What are you doing, Ross?
Okay, so I've recovered from my breaking point, and I did just lose 4, but that I got another 7 sand before I get another breaking point. So I'm doing great. I am going to make an alertness check to figure out where that room goes, or if that's like a dead end panel.
Yeah, make an alertness check.
All right. I make that.
It goes towards the house.
Okay.
All if right, this I'm... is a basement, you think he probably has a tunnel between the two.
Okay, I'm heading upstairs then.
All right. You're going to head upstairs past the girl being held hostage?
Yep. Got to just, I'll deal with that later. I got to kill that Bellamy. Bellamy Sr. I got to kill him first.
Yeah, you're running up there. I know what Bellamy's doing this turn. What are you doing, Jefferson?
I guess everybody else has turned their attention away from the thing there.
Yep.
So,
is there some like
fuck, where was he pulling all this morphine out of?
The freezers in the next room over where Megan is being held hostage.
Well, there goes that plan.
Look for
there's
some
still vials left. He has enough anesthetics to sedate horses. So, there's no shortage. Like, yeah.
Okay.
You still have syringes left over from Javon. Yeah.
Can I, like, biology or first aid, like, to scale the dose, right? If this is what it took just to you know, knock the pain, to anesthetize this thing,
mm-hmm.
like, can I estimate what a lethal dose is going to look like?
4 vials ago?
Not a lethal dose for a person. Just scaling.
A lethal dose for a horse. By sheer mass. Yeah.
Okay. I guess that's what I'm pulling.
Yeah. It already should be dead from phenytoin. Yeah.
If it were a human, but it's not. But if you move it in ratio, right, how much does it take to anesthetize a human? How much have I given it? Multiply a lethal dose by that ratio, and that's what I'm going
to
give it.
Yeah, but dead cells mean nothing to it. If you kill it, it's just going to come back. Yeah.
Jefferson, look around for like some isopropyl alcohol and drench this fucking thing and light it.
Also a point.
There is alcohol down there.
All right. And that's the plan.
I've also hit a second breaking point.
It's fine. We'll deal with it later. You're doing great.
Cool.
All right. Oh, what are you doing, 13? You've got a shotgun on Megan. She is terrified and cowering with her eyes closed, crying for her father.
Fuck it. She's dead. I killed her.
Okay. Roll for it.
Yes, very success.
I'll say you're so far gone, you don't give a shit anymore.
No, this is the logical thing to do.
Jefferson's really busy, but Greg Costa, you know what that means behind you as you're running up those stairs and you hear that shotgun blast. So
okay,
that's going to be your sand check. Yeah.
Yep. I make that.
All right, you're fine. You got better stuff to deal about. You hear a. You see. Maybe it was a pig.
Oh yeah, I forgot to tell you.
Yep.
It is. There's something coming out of its head. It looks like crab legs from a gunshot wound almost, but made of like bone and fucking brain tissue, and it's sort of crawling the body forward from the head wound. At impossible speeds. Yeah, it is leaving a wake in the gravel towards you. Yeah.
All right, I'll fire a short burst at it. yeah, I make that. 10% lethality.
Yeah, roll damage. All
right. 13.
Cool. It's down again.
All right, that's someone else's problem. I gotta go get Dr. Bellamy.
All right, you running towards the house?
Yep.
All right.
Do I see any vehicles outside? Does it look like he's trying to get in a truck or something?
There are trucks outside the house. They're not on, and you don't see anyone in there.
Okay.
You hear shrieking down the hallway, Jefferson. A woman's voice?
What?
Yeah. But, yeah, that's 14. What are you doing?
And
the secret door he bashed through, yeah.
One thing at a time. Yeah. Have I got this thing soaked down enough to light up?
Mm-hmm.
Then there we go.
All right. So the room is burning that you are in. Mm-hmm. What are you doing, Baz? You have gone full Doberman.
I'm adding kindling to the fire.
All right, you're still burning. All right, cool.
I don't know if you understood what that meant.
What is it? Oh, I did not. Yeah.
I'm adding more biological mass to the fire.
Oh, yeah, you're just checking her in there. All right, that's fair.
Yeah.
All right, fun games. Both of you can roll alertness.
It's a critical success.
Regular success.
You hear a woman coming down the hall. It hurts! Just screaming coming down the hallway.
Back up.
Is that the tunnel between the web? Okay. So he set her loose as, yeah, I wondered where the mother was.
Yeah, it appears after the tragic death of mom to cancer.
Oh, shit.
Megan was no longer allowed in the basement for some reason.
I feel like I'm doing this family a favor at this point.
Keep telling yourself that. All right, you can roll alertness too there, Agent Costa.
Crit fail!
Oh, he's going to love
that. I'm not going in the house. I'm looking through the windows.
Oh, yeah, he was looking out of them.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to shoot you with an AR-15.
All right, do I get a dodge? I did say I was wearing a vest.
Yeah, you get a vest, but you don't get a dodge against
That's
gunfire. Yeah. So that's going to be 1d10 plus 2.
Okay.
Oof.
Jesus Christ.
That's minus 3.
Yep, so he's down to 9. How are you doing?
I have 3 hit points left.
Yeah.
I'm still conscious.
So you just see the glint from around the corner. He's checking his corners. It's almost as if he was a trained Marine medic. And he just lights you up through a window.
Yep, I will return fire. Goes on. Still alive somehow. And I hit him. And he used his action, so he can't dodge.
He cannot. Roll your damage.
8.
You see blood spatter against the drapes of the kitchen, and you see the muzzle go away. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. 14. It's getting real bad. It's a basement full of flames. Yeah. What are you guys going to do?
I'm beefing.
Well, Jefferson's up first.
Yeah, I am also leaving.
All right, so it's going to be Dex times 5 to run out of there.
Got it.
Critical success.
So you both run up out of there as it starts burning. Do you close the door behind you?
Yes, and put whatever filing cabinet or the fuck we can find to block it off.
Refrigerator.
Refrigerator.
Yeah, you dump a fridge on it, and right as it lands, you see that cellar door go boom, and that fridge gets way too far up the ground before the weight pulls it back down. Like, something hit that door hard. A bunch of smoke comes popping out as it keeps bashing against the fridge. It's not even a human voice anymore. Yeah.
Yep. Let's leave.
You hear gunfire. Anyway, you're up there, Greg.
Oh, I get to shoot before him. Cool.
Well, there you both go off at 12. So
okay,
and you kind of know where you're basically just shooting through a house at each other.
I hit him.
He hits you.
Yep. We're just all right.
Ross, do you have a better degree of success though on that?
I mean, it doesn't really matter. It's not. Like,
it doesn't really. It's a matter of. Yeah.
Simultaneous.
All right. My armor would absorb that, wouldn't it? Or
well, it's plus 2.
Okay.
So you're down 2. Because that was 5, and you absorb
5 3. Minus 3, 2. I have 1 hit point left. I'm unconscious.
Well, how much did you hit him for?
16.
Oh, yeah, he's down.
Yeah.
So both of you come out coughing as the screams of the veterinary officer behind you. And you just see Agent Greg Costa just opening up into this house before he gets shot and goes spinning over the top of the porch rail and lands in the shrubs. Yeah.
Jefferson, attend to him, please. I'm running to the car to get a can of gas out of the back.
Okay.
Well, I can't do anything.
The house is going down.
Okay, Jefferson, you're up first.
I'm doing first aid on Greg.
All right, roll it.
That is a fail.
We'll get to Greg's con times 5 tests. All right, you're going around the other side of the car. Roll alertness there, Bess.
No one dealt with that fucking pig.
God, I finally failed an alertness check. 86 out of 80.
Yep. Yes, you do. So you take one damage, and you are knocked prone as you open the trunk of the car. You start fishing with it, and then something wraps around your leg and pulls it out from under you. So as you look, you see the corpse of the pig reshot in a new place than when you left it behind you. And there is a rope of intestines wrapped around your foot and dragging you towards the cavity of its stomach. Meanwhile, Costa, make your con times five check to see if you bleed out.
I do not. 59 out of 65.
You're holding on. He'll get a chance to make another one. All right, Jefferson, from where you are at, you see that you are very frantically trying to keep Costa alive. You can also see Carl Fitzpatrick being dragged towards a pile of writhing, tentacled dead pig. What are you doing?
I'm okay. Still alive. Save me.
Okay. Did Greg's, I know it was low, but did he still have the flamethrower?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Are you going to leave Greg? He will die if you leave him. Yeah. He cannot do anything to help himself. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So this really comes down to split second utilitarianism. If I leave him alone, he dies, but Fitzpatrick maybe doesn't. And if Fitzpatrick gets incorporated into the pig, I definitely die.
Fair enough.
So like 2-1.
That's your choice. I'm just making sure you understand it. Yeah.
I agree with your logic. That is a sound choice.
He's unconscious, but I say, I'm sorry, Greg, anyway, and grab it.
All right, roll athletics. You don't have to roll to aim. You got to get close. It's just...
If this thing swallows me, I'm going to kill the fuck out of you.
Yeah, this is basically the equivalent of an aerosol can and a lighter. So you just got to run up and get real close to it.
God, that's a fail.
Yeah, it's been a rough night. Anyway, you really want to make, I guess it would be strength to drag yourself back to your gun there, Fitzpatrick, from where it fell as you got yanked.
I could pull my sidearm and just start unloading.
You could do that. I will allow either.
I am better at shooting than I am at strengthening.
Okay.
All right, I succeed.
Oh, you got to describe this.
So I'm being dragged, and I at first attempt to try and pull myself back to my gun. I realize that's futile. I flip over to my back, sliding across the ground, and I pull out my sidearm, and I just start fucking unloading between my legs.
Yep. Roll damage. 1d10.
4.
Oh, how much hit points did it have left? Never rolled. I just figured it would be alive again. Yeah, you did it. It's down for a third time.
Okay, are we out of...
You're out of combat right now. Yeah,
I burned the fuck out of it.
All right, it's burning. I'm going to finish. Make a con times five check, Costa.
Oh, okay. Yep. Nope.
Good
75 night. Out of 65.
Good night, sweet prince. One more down.
Yep. Don't forget about Dr. Bellamy. He's probably going to step back up.
That's okay. The building is being drenched in gasoline right now as we speak.
That's going to be a speed thing. Who wants to roll next time?
If I just, I'm sure like Ross is just dead on like the front patio or front porch, right?
He's going to get up. You need to start the fire before Bellamy gets up.
Yeah, that's why I'm like just like splashing around. I'm splashing through the window that's been
shattered. Oh, no, faster. More like jam a t-shirt into that gas can and turn it into a Molotov and huck that thing through a window.
I love that idea. Let's do that.
Yeah, so this is going to be Dex times 5. It is higher. You are speed burning it. Yeah.
Yeah, I succeed.
Good, because I crit fail.
Yeah, so you both run over there. Fucking Costa's dead. You take a giant Molotov of fucking gasoline and huck it through a bay window, and it just bursts into flames, and the whole ranch dials up. The veterinary office is starting to cave into the basement.
Beautiful.
It's just becoming a hole in the ground. It's just fire and death. Are you taking Costa with you? Or are you just...
I'm throwing Costa into the bay window.
All right, one more one more shrimp on the Barbie. and then you guys peel the fuck out. And you just leave a burning ranch behind you. Schemata. Good job. Questions, comments, reactions.
So was my theory that the creatures were basically Giovanni breaking through the biohazard protocols and basically making more monsters to free slash kill itself.
So this is afterwards in the metagame. I can tell you the timeline of stuff that happened.
Okay.
Jacob Bellamy enlists in 2002 at the age of 21. He is a genius level intellect. He is very smart, but he joins after 9/11. He's part of 3rd Battalion, 1st Marines during Operation Phantom Fury outside Fallujah, at which point Defensi Applied Force with a contract with the U.S. government gave him a drug called Viblobetamine that was meant to contract dysentery in soldiers. It was actually a leftover Majestic program that was meant to make soldiers no longer need to eat or defecate. It did not work. However, it did work once the flesh of those soldiers died. So in December 2004, they were, as he said, he was a Sark attached to the fire team. They were sent to raid that mosque. His teammates died. He heroically fought with Javon Patrice, and they survived the remnants of Jamie Escargega, Philip Carter, and Lieutenant Vincent Chan, who are all killed upon impact with the IED, and then were revived and tried to kill Patrice and Bellamy. He survived by luring them into the White Phosphorus strike. He knew no one would believe him, and he thought he had gone insane. So he just said that they were killed by insurgents and they went home. 2005, Javon is honorably discharged with him. With a Purple Heart, Bellamy gets Purple Heart and the Navy Commendation of Medal for Bravery. Bellamy goes to university. He ceases his goals to become a doctor. He has seen enough of that in Fallujah and becomes a veterinarian. Javon joins the PTSD train and scatters from job to job. Javon eventually moves to DeSoto in order to work with Bellamy, at which point he dies in the hunting accident, and that is enough to eliminate the rest of Bellamy's sanity. So from about 2014 into now, he has been experimenting on what's left of Javon. He also began experimenting on his wife after bringing Javon home, and he couldn't hide it from her. He poisoned her. That was the death by cancer, and he kept her corpse as a fresher experiment in the basement of the house. Yeah.
Okay.
Hidden from his daughter. But he actually contained everything and was actually doing very good work in reverse engineering whatever Viblobetamine is. But the fact of the matter is that Javon being activated reactivated what was left of Chan, Escargega, and Carter from the White Phosphorus strike. It took them 2014 to 2021 to drag what's left of themselves here.
Jesus, from where? Like the
from Fallujah.
Jesus,
pieces of skin.
Dragging himself across the planet.
Yeah, it dragged itself under the ocean. Any dead thing it can pick up, it can pick up. So, dead plant matter, dead animal feces, it can revivify it and make it part of itself. As really? Other animals eat it. If it kills them, then that becomes part of it. So, yeah, the twist of the scenario is Bellamy has actually done a good job, and he is actively Herbert Westing it. He is trying to defeat death, even though he has gone completely fucking crazy doing it, because he doesn't want to become what Javon is.
Right.
But he didn't account for the fact that all that shit was psychic and could find each other across the planet. So...
Jesus.
Yeah, the migratory there. Pattern from east to west was like flaps of skin and Lieutenant Chan's eye and like pieces of them dragging themselves across the planet. Yeah.
Wow. Damn.
Jefferson, we did the right thing.
So he might have figured that out while simultaneously trying to dose you with Viblobetamine, but Baz thought it better to dome him and his daughter and not ask questions, which is the way to do it. Yeah.
So, I feel like I was doing very Delta Green work there.
Yeah, that is hardcore outlaw. That's outlaw operation to the T. Yeah.
Well, like,
there was a bad outcase of rabies in Jefferson County that killed five people inexplicably. yeah.
Well, like, my thing was, like, what if there was a second site? What if, like, the company had set up shop near and...
Oh, no, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be like, oh, God, Majestic's back, or it's some cult organization. Yeah. But, no, it's really just the leftovers of, like, some Majestic guy trying to sell...
Well, that's why I wanted to keep him alive until we could figure out where the creatures were coming from.
No, that's fair. But that's what I wanted to be. The longer you keep Bellamy alive, the more he can tell you about what's going on. But the longer you keep Bellamy alive, the more chances Bellamy's going to have to... Fuck you.
I feel like Fitzpatrick was like kind of knew kind of the same thing, like as the FBI agent.
I just wanted a guy who was like all American quarterback, want to be a genius, 90 level idea role. But it's America, man. America doesn't use those skills well, and he spent his life fighting for oil and being experimented on by drug companies from failed government organizations.
Well, I think with like Fitzpatrick, the idea that there may have been a second site may have crossed Fitzpatrick's mind, but for him, it's like, well, that's just another op. We'll take care of that when that happens.
Yeah.
Let's take care of this one now. And that's why.
Jefferson, did you hit a breaking point?
I was one off.
Oh, yeah. So, you're not going to develop an obsession about curing death, but you thought about it. I just wanted a Herbert West thing, but like modernized. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I had two breaking points.
And my favorite thing about Herbert West is he's always got a point. Like, he's always got a rationale. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, five people died, but what if we cured death? Like, yeah.
We could just bring him right back.
Yeah. It'll be fine. You just got to push a little further.
It'll be fine.
Well, I'd say it's a successful op.
All right, thanks for playing, guys. I appreciate it. That was fun.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
All right, so that was Delta Green Schemata.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.